It's almost time. His shift is almost up. Any second now. Then I'll finally have him for myself. Here he comes. Right on time. Hey! Hey, you! Can I talk to you for a moment? Yep, I come by the cafe often. Every day I can. Your drinks are super good, and they're affordable. And the place just has this nice ambiance. It's good for studying, so I bring some notebooks with me. So, what I wanted to say was... What the fuck were you doing with that girl today? No. Do not scream. If you do, I will have to push this nice, sharp knife into your stomach. You wouldn't want that, right? Good. Good boy. Just do as I say, and you will not get hurt. Too hurt, I mean. No. Answer me. What the fuck were you doing with that girl? Ugh, nothing. I'm sure it was just nothing. You laughed at all of her shitty jokes and comments. You even let her touch your arm. Don't fucking lie to me again. Why do I care? I care because I hate it when other people touch my property. Yeah, that's right. You are my property. You belong to me. Don't you agree? Anyways, I am really fucking pent up and frustrated today. Seeing that bitch laying her hands all over my property made me really, really angry. I can't wait until you drive us to your place. I need you. Now! You see that alleyway over there? Nice and dark and out of the way. You're going to obediently walk over there with me, and then you're going to take off your pants. No? You do not get to say no. Hurts, doesn't it? That's what you get for being a disobedient little slut. Now go before I hurt you more. Nobody can see us here. Now, take your pants off. There's that delicious cock. The one I have always dreamed and daydreamed about. Get hard for me, slut. Now! Don't make me remind you who's in charge. And do not ask stupid questions like, why are you doing this? Obviously, I'm doing this because I love you. Even from the first time I saw you, as I stumbled into the cafe on a weekend because I had nothing else to do, I didn't have many friends. You were so cute and cheerful. For the first time in months, hell, even years, I felt alive, like I finally had something worth living for. You took over my life. Every waking moment was spent thinking about you, how you were, what you were doing, if you even knew I existed. I dreamt about you all the time as I slept. I couldn't focus. I couldn't hold a coherent thought about anything without immediately thinking about you. I probably went completely insane. All I could think about was you. I started documenting everything about you. Your habits, hairstyles, behaviors, work style, accent, hair color, eye color, number of freckles you had, more and more specific details. I wrote it all in a notebook, the one I bring everywhere. On the days when the cafe was closed, I was so lost. I barely had the energy to get out of bed. I spent hours just rereading what I had written in that notebook, recreating you from description. I could never bring myself to ask you out. I was too afraid. If you rejected me, I would have lost everything. I don't think I could have gone on living if I had confessed and got rejected. Of course, now I see. I see that I was mistaken. Instead of cowering in fear of your response, I should have just taken you for myself. Because clearly, you are just a little fucking slut willing to throw himself at any whore that shows him some attention. A slut like yourself needs someone to control them, to keep them in check. Make sure that they don't make any mistakes that they would regret. But enough of this lengthy prattle. I've waited long enough. Get hard now! Fine. I will get you hard myself. You like that? My soft hand stroking your cock, giving you what you want. Wow. Okay, you're already fully hard. Ooh, you are so fucking hot. God knows how many other women you've seduced with your whore body. Luckily for you, I will protect you from all those other disgusting sluts. I will keep you safe. Now, sit down on the ground. Use your jacket as a blanket if you want. I'm going to ride you. Okay. Here, let me guide you toward my entrance. Huh? No, we're not going to do any foreplay. I cannot wait any longer to take your cock. I need it. I need to be complete. Look at how dripping wet I am. I'm probably gonna have to get new panties. This is the effect that you have on me. Finally. Oh, you're inside of me. Oh, right where you belong. I am going to fuck you so hard that you will not even be able to talk. What? Am I being too rough? I don't fucking care. Just sit there and take it, you little whore. Does the cut that I gave you sting? I see you're still bleeding. Let me just... yum. Every part of you tastes absolutely divine. And that's why I need to protect you. To make you mine, so I can keep you safe from the world. And that's why I need to mark you. to let everyone know that you belong to me, to stake out my territory. I know you like this too. Oh God. When I marked you, I could feel it. It was meant to be. You're mine now. You're mine. 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 You're always meant to be mine. You're always gonna be mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. 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 I know you're getting close. I can feel your cock twitching. Before you even ask, no, I am not going to pull you out. I'm not going to let you get away. No! No! No, stop! Stop struggling! Stop! I said stop struggling now! Did I fuck you so hard that you forgot I had this knife? Struggle against me just one more time. Just one more time. Just struggle. See what fucking happens. Good. Good boy. Good boy. I like it when my good boy is obedient. Now, I am going to ride you again, and you are going to come inside of me. That way, I know for sure that you'll never, ever even think about leaving me. Come inside of me. Come inside of me. Fill me with your cum. You're gonna be mine. Come on, do it. I have been dreaming about this for so long. I need your cum. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. Give it to me. 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 It's mine. Every drop of your cum is mine, and it has always been mine. Oh, that look on your face, you're gonna come at you. Come on, squirt it all into me. Oh, fuck. That was so good, baby. But you didn't think I was going to be satisfied after just one round, did you? My adorable little slut. I know you're too sensitive. I know it hurts. But your loving owner wants more. So she will get more whether you want it or not. Now give me that second load. Fill my pussy up. I want that baby batter. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you faster and faster and harder. Come on, give it to me, 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 give it to me. Now! Give me your fucking load now! Well, I guess you can be obedient, can't you? Oh, you came so much, baby. Now I'm sure you've given me your child. Oh, don't look so sad. I know you feel like you aren't ready to be a father yet, but you made me do this. If only you had just kept yourself in control, I wouldn't have had to do something so drastic. You brought this upon yourself. But don't worry, we are going to be so happy together. We are perfect. I just know it. Now let's get going. I'm still going to keep my knife on hand, just to make sure that you don't do anything stupid while driving me to your home. Yeah, that's right. I'm coming over. Then we can fuck all throughout the night and the day. It's the weekend tomorrow anyways. Oh, before we go, I just want to hear you say, I love you, to me. Say it! Oh, baby! I love you too. I love you so, so, so much. We'll be together forever.